You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at wearelibertarians.com. Welcome to Liberty Explained. My name is Chris Spangle. Thank you so much for joining me here on the program. Liberty Explained is your guide to libertarianism, where we apply the libertarian philosophy to your questions, to modern politics. So write us now at ask@wearelibertarians.com. Today's question is, why does it seem like there are so many gatekeepers within the libertarian movement? Now, first, you have to understand this is still a relatively new movement, and it is small. Most of the institutions we think of when we say a libertarian movement began in the 1970s, or even as late as the 2010s in the wake of the Tea Party. The first libertarian think tank, FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education, was founded in the 1940s. The word didn't even start circulating until H.L. Mencken popularized it in the 40s, I believe. Individuals that helped form the movement are still alive, right? Their efforts are recognized, and that can give some appearance of gatekeeping. Now, some do try to be gatekeepers and be big fish in a small pond. Wherever two or more are gathered, one individual will try to establish dominance over another. Ambition is always a motivator, and the smaller the pond, the better chance they have of being powerful. You also have to consider that there are networks of power, you know, birds of a feather flock together. So factions form in any movement, and it's just natural for friends to want to promote each other's work. It becomes a problem when one group declares its friend group as the only acceptable faction to listen to. Now, gatekeepers exist in every movement. In the internet age, there are no walls, so that's a problem for them. So a gatekeeper's power is always fluid and tenuous. So don't fret, because 5 years from now, they won't be in charge anymore. It's very easy for individuals to walk away from a gatekeeper at this point in time. Now, here at We Are Libertarians, we promote everyone because we believe and deeply care about building a functional movement. And we may occasionally take exception with the tactics of fellow movement folks. Most factions within the movement offer something significant, though. Now, we try to be a guide as opposed to gatekeepers. We definitely have our opinion on what some of you are up to, though. But libertarians seemingly cannot unite around a candidate because of these divisions. That's a huge problem. So it's natural within a large group of people to have divisions, like we said. For instance, in 2016, there were never Trumpers. In 2020, the Lincoln Project, made up of Republicans, ran ads against Trump. The divisions in the Libertarian Party, they just feel more personal because the party's smaller. And if a political analyst in the Libertarian Party is critical of someone, it's more likely they know each other and they're friends and they've met and they're going to see each other 2 years from now. So that makes the criticism feel sharper. Now, the network effect of social media also amplifies things and makes it feel more severe than it might be. So you have to remember that much of this is noise. If we learn to take criticism less personally, we will be more united. So thank you so much for joining us here on Liberty Explained. We really appreciate it. If you enjoyed this, then please share it. Then you can also check out all kinds of other episodes and issues and resources at libertyexplained.com. And make sure you ask your question at ask@wearelibertarians.com.